It's Fibber McGee and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. One of the most precious freedoms guaranteed to us by our Constitution is the freedom to worship as we please. Faith in God has always been a cornerstone in American democracy, and since our beginning, America's religious institutions have strengthened the fabric of our daily lives. Among other things, religious faith stabilizes the family and holds it together. Attendance at churches and synagogues builds the moral and spiritual character of our people and helps them to be tolerant, responsible citizens. Religious leaders have always been distinguished in the giving of personal guidance to those with pressing problems. In our armed forces, chaplains of all faiths give comfort and moral armament to service men and women. Clearly, religion plays a great role in our way of life. A role that grows in importance each day in a world where moral and spiritual values are too easily exchanged for material and selfish values. Attend church regularly, and when you go, take a friend with you. Ah, there's big news today. Mr. McGee's fantastic new steel cement is about to be officially tested, amid great excitement at a big eastern shipyard. The inventor and his wife have just been admitted to the front office, where they are greeted by the president of the company, who says...
Well, Mr. McGee, this is indeed an honor, sir.
Yeah, I guess it is.
As president of Hull Shipyards and civilian coordinator for this project, allow me to welcome you and Mrs. McGee to our submarine construction center. Hull's my name, G.B. Hull.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Well, the pleasure's ours, G.B. No need to be formal. We scientists are simple folk. My wife's name is Molly, and you can call me what my friends back in Wistful Vista call me.
Musclehead?
Yes, No. McGee, they call me. Just plain McGee.
Well, we're all pretty excited about this test today, McGee. In fact, before we go into testing lab where the Admiral and his staff are waiting, I wonder if you'd like to sign this.
What is it?
It's a contract with Hull Shipyards. Frankly, we've got enough interest in this metal welding cement of yours, just from the preliminary reports, that I can offer you $10,000 for it. Right now.
$10,000? Oh, isn't that wonderful, McGee? Heavenly days.
Well...
We're willing to gamble on the outcome of the tests if you'll make the deal right now, McGee.
Gamble? You refer to my fabulous new cement as a gamble? Ha! Huh. Look, sir, this liquid cement of mine is going to evolutionize the shipbuilding business.
But, McGee, maybe you didn't understand the man. He said $10,000. Explain to him how much that is, Mr. Hull.
I know how much it is. I don't want to seem greedy, G.B., but I'm not taking the first offer.
Take the money.
Are you sure you understand the test your cement will be subjected to, McGee?
Take the money, dearie. Take it.
We rivet steel ships' plates together and subject them to stresses up to 500,000 pounds. Do you think your cement will stand a strain like that?
Do you, McGee? Do you think it will, huh?
Well, I don't know, but I'll bet G.B. thinks it will, don't you, G.B.?
$20,000.
Take it, McGee. Take the money.
I'm sorry, G.B., but we ain't selling. Because if this stuff is as good as I think it is, it'll be worth 10 times that much. We'll take our chances. Right, Molly? Right, kiddo? Molly? Well, don't you worry, Hull. She'll get her voice back in a minute. And once she does, I'm sure she'll agree with me. So if you lead the way, we'll get on with the test.
These two gentlemen are our staff physicists, Dr. Carlton, Dr. Weisbecker.
Greetings, fellow scientists.
How do you do, Jim?
And over here, we have Admiral Rawls and his staff from the Navy.
Greetings, fellow Americans.
How do you do?
And these men over here are the workmen who will help with the test.
Greetings, fellows. You sit right down there, Molly. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
Oh, of course you know Lieutenant Hadley, who drove you out here.
Twice. Good luck, Mr. McGee.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Well spoken.
Now... If you'll just step over here, Mr. McGee, and see if my men have applied your cement properly.
Oh, yes. I'll check it. Have to be scientific about this.
Well, we did it just like you told us to, Chief. Just laid this plate out here, smeared it good along the edge with the steel cement, and slapped the other plate right on top of it. How's that right?
Oh, yeah. Very scientific. Very good, very good. It's good and dry right now. You couldn't yank it apart with a team of mules.
Yeah, this is a pretty strong team of mules we're going to hitch on this time, McGee. All right, men. Put the plates on the stress check.
Buy two sets of plates, Mr. Hull.
Reparative test, Lieutenant.
Yeah, reparative test.
One unit of plates is riveted together in the usual manner, and the other unit has been joined with McGee's metal cement.
I see.
Each unit of plates will be put to the same pulp, and the one that holds the longest without breaking apart will naturally be the stronger method. Rivets or McGee's cement.
How much strain will you put on them, Mr. Howe?
$500,000, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, that's a lot, ain't it, kiddo? I hope I will. Gee, I don't know.
Take the money, McGee. $25,000 is a fortune. Take it.
Yeah, but gee whiz, I will. Gee whiz, hey, G.B., hold it.
Yes, McGee?
All set, Chief. Ready to start.
Yes, McGee?
I just wanted to say that I and my trusting wife, who's just about to lose her voice again, are ready. Start the test.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. Opportunity knocks twice in the nursing profession. Yes, the field of nursing is wide open to women seeking a career in an honorable, well-paying profession. For the young woman who is a high school graduate or a college student in good health, professional nursing offers many compensations. The student in professional nursing has many interesting studies, including psychology, sociology, and physiology. You work with doctors, graduate nurses, and other skilled people in a team relationship, and you can become a registered nurse after completion of a 3-year program. Older persons up to 55 will find many advantages to be gained from enrolling as a student in practical nursing. Although there are more nurses active today than ever before, the ever-increasing needs for nursing service have created a demand for still more. Hospital and health facilities continue to expand. As a result, countless opportunities are open to the woman who becomes a professional or practical nurse. If you wish to enter this well-paying profession, inquire at your nearest school of nursing or hospital.
£50,000? £70,000? £100,000. No strain on either unit so far.
Oh, dear, I feel like the man who broke the sound barrier.
You're starting to feel like the barrier after it got broke.
$200,000? $250,000?
Wait!
What's the matter, McGee?
I dropped my cigar. Hold on till I can get it.
Oh, Mr. McGee, if you want to watch this test...
Never mind, I got it. Go ahead. Well, it's a 2-bit cigar and somebody might have stepped on it.
Continue test, man. $300,000? $400,000.
Stress starting, sir, on unit one.
Which one is that? Hold it. Unit one, whose is that?
I'm afraid it's yours, McGee.
Well, hold it.
Now what?
That $20,000 we discussed a while ago.
Sorry, McGee, too late now.
Make it $10,000.
Yeah, $5,000.
Continue test, man. $420,000. $450,000.
Stress near breaking point on unit one.
Molly, I don't feel good.
She's going!
Sure is quiet in here, ain't it?
Deadly.
Well, that's that. Sorry, McGee. Thought you had something there.
Oh, but... this is terrible, gentlemen. I've made a mistake.
Mistake, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. Unit 1 wasn't the McGee unit. His is Unit 2, the one that's still holding.
What?
You mean our glue 1?
Oh, you are glue 1.
Oh,
no, kid. Oh, what did I tell you, Molly? What did I tell you? Yuppie!
I'm proud of you, McGee.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, Mr. McGee, my congratulations. This is a fantastic discovery.
Oh, it certainly isn't, in my
head. Gentlemen, if you please. In all due modesty, let me say again that this fabulous discovery of mine would not have been possible if it hadn't been for my dear wife, Molly.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, sir. If she hadn't agreed to marry me 27 years ago, I'd be a bachelor today. And if I'd have stayed a handsome bachelor, I'd have been constantly annoyed by beautiful women throwing themselves at my feet. And gentlemen, being scientists yourselves, you know as well as I do, a guy can't get much work done in a lab that's knee-deep in beautiful women.
And now, McGee, about the contract. It was pretty shrewd of you not to accept my first offer because, frankly, I've got to have that formula of yours.
Well, Natch, and I'll be happy to discuss it with you, G.B., old man. Start high and work up.
Oh, this is just fantastic.
How would you feel about an offer of, say, $100,000?
Well, that's a nice round figure. Let's hear you double that, G.B., old boy.
$200,000, eh?
Heavenly days, McGee. I didn't know there was that much money. Oh, whittle me, little tubes, here's this.
Frankly, McGee, I'm not sure my stockholders will sit still for anything bigger than...
I'll tell you what I'll do, G.B. Since this is our first deal with you people, and since we'll no doubt be back here next year with something just as great, I'll give you a special introductory offer. $199,950.
It's a deal, McGee. Now, let's go into my office and finalize it.
I'll never understand the way you businessmen operate, but who cares? Oh, when I tell Mrs. Bradley.
Hold it, kiddo. Hey, fellas, don't try to handle them two big steel slabs together. Strain your back.
This is great stuff, this cement of yours, Mr. McGee. I don't think you can blast these ship's plates apart with dynamite.
No, you can't. But I'll separate them for you, boys. Hand me that fire hose, will you, Molly?
The hose?
Yeah, never mind. I got it. Now watch. All you have to do is put some water on that cement of mine, and it dissolves instantly. There she goes.
Heavenly days.
It dissolves in water?
That's right, G.B. For the best results after you get them battleships and submarines all glued together, be sure not to get them wet, on account of because water... Ooh! Oh, water! Oh, my gosh, I never thought of... Oh, water! Oh, Molly! Come on, Molly, let's go home!
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hello there, I'm Jay Stewart, your MC on It Pays to Be Married on NBC every weekday afternoon. On It Pays to Be Married, I interview real-life people like yourselves who tell us the stories of the problems in their married lives and how they solve them. Once in a while, we interview show business couples from Hollywood. Just a few weeks ago, we had a wonderful visit with Phil Harris and Alice Faye, who told us the problems of both husband and wife being in show business. Just a while back, Danny Thomas told a wonderful story of how his wife stood behind him during the early struggles in show business. A couple from Amarillo, Texas, told how, through a misunderstanding, they separated and were almost divorced. Their 3-year-old daughter began losing her sight, and the need of the love of both parents at this critical time brought them together again. However, not all of our stories on It Pays to Be Married are serious. Some are humorous, some are wacky, and some are unusual. So join us each weekday afternoon on NBC, won't you, for laughs and tears and just plain good entertainment on It Pays to Be Married.
So what? I don't want to be rich anyhow.
I should say not. Pay all those taxes.
Have salesmen beating the door down to sell us yachts and limousines. Not me. Put another cold towel on my head, will you, kiddo?
There, there.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed, with Joe Granby as Mr. Hull, Bob Bruce as the lieutenant, and Herb Ellis as the workman. This is John Wald inviting you in on the fun tomorrow night when an important telegram is delivered to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Follow the Senate committee hearing tonight on the NBC Radio Network.